This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
With TikTok ads, our revenue went up $10 million year over year during back-to-school season. Penn Foster is online education. TikTok is great because the reach is incredible for finding a lot of different types of audiences on the platform. Creator content at scale allowed us to easily develop and distribute creator-led ads. Our return on ad spend for TikTok is 21% higher than the next best channel.
Start growing your business today. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
I want to take these phone calls, but I want to ask you guys this question. Text line 913-586-7965. CDOT, their schedule says they can go 6-1 down the stretch. It is an easy schedule. I want to ask you guys this. When was the last time that your belief in the Chiefs wasn't about them? Because most of the commentary is about who they are playing and not who they are. If you think they're making the playoffs, and I still got to make in the playoffs, it has turned into not the Chiefs are the best team or the Chiefs are dominant. It is, hey, they start playing easier teams, which is, I mean, teams make the playoffs because of that. So I'm not eliminating that part of the conversation, but just think about where we have come. Hey, I think they'll make the playoffs because they play Tennessee and Vegas down the stretch. That's why. I mean, I want to see them start playing a brand of football that you think they could make noise, because right now the path does not include them playing games at Arrowhead. The path is them being the 6 or the 7 seed in the AFC. I don't see a scenario in which they're the 5 seed. They're not winning their division. They're not going to be the 5 seed. The scenario is them being the 6 or 7 seed, which teams have made the Super Bowl that way, but their path now includes them going possibly to New England, to Buffalo, to whomever in 3 consecutive weeks. So, yes, maybe this team makes the postseason because the schedule lightens up, they start playing easier competition and start doing that. But it's got to be about you playing a brand of football that gives you a chance to advance, to be a real threat, to be a contender. And that is cleaning up some of these obvious mistakes that they continue to make in these losses. There is a common theme in these games. There's a common theme. There's a Mahomes interception. There's a Jawan Taylor penalty. There's a special teams issue. There is a common thread. So, yes, they start playing easier teams once they get past this week. They play the Cowboys and Tennessee and those teams. So I'm asking, if you believe the Chiefs are making the playoffs, is your confidence in them that they are going to turn this around, or they get a break when it comes to the schedule and they'll gobble up wins against teams that we all know and feel like they should beat? Because that's part of it, but I want to see the Chiefs start playing a brand of football that is sustainable. And I think what you were seeing against the good teams in the National Football League, the real contending teams, they are not playing that style of football. And now they are shooting themselves in the foot. That just, it's hard to beat good teams on the road when you are committing the mistakes that they're committing. When you have 8 penalties, when you have a penalty that negates a play that would put the ball on the 3-yard line, when your quarterback throws an interception in the red zone, when you don't commit to running the football. Like, they don't do a lot of the things that winning teams need to do to really be contenders and really make noise once it comes to the NFL postseason.
I don't need to get to these callers, but if you're the person that believes they can go 6-1 because of the schedule, you're right. The schedule does ease up. But what about the 2025 season makes you think some of those are like auto checkmark wins? I mean, we will talk about it over the course of the week. I don't understand how the Chiefs are 3.5-point favorites on Sunday. Nothing about what I've seen this year makes me think they're better than the Colts. Okay?
The public is not ready to give up on the Chiefs yet.
That's fair. But the rest of their schedule, are they better than the Chargers based on what we've seen? Maybe, because they're healthier. Are they better than the Texans? I mean, maybe, but it ain't like the Texans have been, you know, bad. This have been awful this year. I think the Chiefs are better. That game's probably a benefit to be at Arrowhead. I know Dallas has no defense and they're inconsistent, and they're what 3-5-1 going into tonight. Are we sure Kansas City is light years better than Dallas, where you can just with a Sharpie mark that one down as a win? Like, would it shock me if the Chiefs go on a run and go 6-1, 5-2 down the stretch? No, it wouldn't shock me. But nothing about their resume in the previous 10 games makes me think that I would have any confidence in predicting that.
I'll make one more point here before we take these calls. If you are predicting the Chiefs to make the postseason, you are saying that even though they have lost every coin flip game so far this season, you now believe they are going to start winning all of those coin flip games. These one possession close, they're not going anywhere. You play Denver again. You play the Chargers again. You play Houston again. I don't think the Chiefs are just running over these teams. They're going to have to, which sounds crazy to say given what we've seen, they got to start winning one score games, right? They got to start winning one score games because they're going to play at least four more the rest of the way. Out of this schedule, these next seven games, they ain't blowing out seven opponents. They're going to play some close games. Sure, maybe they blow out the Raiders. Maybe they blow out Tennessee. They are not blowing out both the Broncos and the Chargers at home. No chance. They are not blowing out the Colts on Sunday. It will be a close one-score game. So you just got to start playing cleaner, more disciplined, more physical upfront football is what they need to do.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. My name is Trey Farrow. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today, only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.